The following extract shows the influence of St. Therese in its encouragement to complete confidence in God, and then introduces a favourite concept of Elizabeth herself, that of being clothed in the image of God. Letter 224. Launch your soul on the waves of confidence and abandonment, and remember that anything that troubles it or throws it into fear does not come from God, for he is the Prince of Peace, and he promises that peace to those of good will. When you are afraid you have abused his graces, that is the time to redouble your confidence. For as the Apostle says, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And further on, I boast of my weaknesses, for then the power of Jesus Christ dwells in me. Our God is rich in mercy because of his immense love. If we made God increase in our soul every day, think what confidence that would give us to appear before his infinite holiness. I think you have found the secret, and that it is indeed that we arrive at this divine goal through renunciation. By that means, we die to self in order to leave all the room to God. Let us therefore renew ourselves in the interior of our soul. Let us strip off the old and clothe ourselves anew in the image of him who created us. That is done gently and simply by separating ourselves from all that is not God. Then the soul no longer has any fears or desires. Its will is entirely lost in the will of God. And since this is what creates union, it can cry out, I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me.